What's going on? This is Conversational Skills, the podcast for people by a person, just trying to open and continue the dialogue we need. My name is Chris, and thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so glad you're here. So I've been gone for a while. If you keep track of the podcast, I've been gone for a while. So sorry about that. It's a new year, 2020. We're like literally already 3 weeks in. It's been a little insane. So this whole episode, I'm sure you've seen by the title, it's like, who are you? Like, I have been dealing with some identity issues over the past few months. And I think that's part of the reason why it's taken me so long to get back to this, is because I really needed to figure that out. You know, about 3 months ago, I took a trip back home and, you know, saw some friends, saw my mom, and I was the maid of honor in my oldest friend in the world's wedding. And that experience, like, really, it really changed my life and really opened up to who I am, you know, because a core value of mine is helping people, you know what I mean? I love to help people in any way that I can, you know. That's the reason why I came out to LA to do PA work, and I love helping people on film sets, but like that all just stems from wanting to help people, you know? I struggled, you know, she's my oldest friend in the world, but like, we don't talk on a normal basis. We're not in constant communication with each other. Like, and I felt really insecure about my role during that weekend, because I was just like, I don't know why she asked me to be her maid of honor. And I talked to her about it. I talked to her now husband about it. I talked to the other bridesmaids about it, because I was really freaking out, because I'm like, why would you ask someone who isn't a constant in your life to be in such an important role, to play such an important part of your day? You know, I would have settled for just being a bridesmaid or just showing up at the wedding. Like, I would have been there either way, you know. But, and so she kind of ease my mind, and everyone very much like ease my mind of just like, she wanted me to be there. Like, I'm still one of her closest friends. And it definitely took us having that conversation of me realizing is that, like, yeah, like, I show up in people's lives when it's important, you know what I mean? Like, there are things that I've gone through that she's shown up for, and things that she's gone through that I've shown up for, like, always throughout our entire lives, you know what I mean? And so that kind of jump started this 3 week journey of me really knowing who I am and really getting down to the root of who I am. And it was insane. I cried a lot. And I'm not really a crier, but I do cry, but like not like that, not in a way that like completely changes the trajectory of like who I am. You know what I mean? I was feeling everything that much, you know. That whole weekend, you know, was very much like a God moment for me. You know, like, God really showed me who I was in that weekend, of who I could be and what I'm called to do. Like, I'm very much like called to serve and called to help people and things like that. And he just showed me that I can do that in anywhere that I am in the world, and no matter who I'm around, you know. And so, like I said, like that kind of jump started this whole identity thing. And I, even to the point where like I backtracked and was just like, well, what does my name mean? You know what I mean? Like, what? I don't know. Like, I was talking to my brother like a few days ago, and I pretty much was like, your name is your first prophecy. You know what I mean? Like, whatever your parents name you, whether it was with reason or without reason, like, that is the first thing that is put on you. That is the first thing that's your first calling. You know what I mean? And so I looked it up, and I spent like a couple days like really trying to process my name and like what it means and where it comes from and how the definitions of my name. Because I looked all three up. I looked my first name, my middle name, and my last name up. And it just revealed so much to me, you know what I mean, that I didn't even realize it. Like, I've been walking around with this name, even moments of my life of like not liking my name, hating my name, and finally sitting down and defining my name completely changed how I see myself and how I treat myself now. You know, my dad was a pastor. I don't know if I had mentioned that in one of the other podcasts, but like my dad was a pastor. So I very much have a Christian name all the way through. And like my first name means the female Christ follower. Like I am the female Christian, you know what I mean? And it also means anointed, you know, which I was just like, oh, I know that. That's cute, you know? And then my middle name means favored and graced. And that kind of threw me for a loop, because literally like 2018, I was really learning what grace meant, you know? And so the fact that I've been walking around with this name, not even realizing that the thing that I was struggling with is in my name, bruh, like changed forever. Change forever, and like the best way, you know what I mean? And then my last name means the shelter side of something, or like shelter from the wind. And so the fact that I want to help people and I want to take people under my wing and teach and all these things, like it just blew my mind when I finally like sat down and really delved into what my name was, because I've been actively in pursuit of all of the things that my name actually means without even realizing it, you know? And that was such a profound thought, you know what I mean? That like, I am who I was already called to be before I even knew I was called to be it, you know? Life is funny that way. God's funny that way. Parents are funny that way, you know? And it's incredible, man. It's been a very, very much like a battle these past few months, that I don't know, like I am in such a different place than what I was like a couple years ago, in like the best possible way. And a lot of it, a lot of it is, you know, based off of that 3-week experience and me figuring out my name and just really, really kind of tapping back into my faith, like deeply tapping back into my faith of like being active in church and reading my Bible every day and worshiping and praying to God and things like that. Really changing the outcome of my life, you know, to the point that like I'm really open to change, you know, like I am in a place right now where like I just want to be changed. I want to be the best version of myself. I want to be everything that I'm called to be. I want to reach my absolute purpose while I'm here on earth, and like really trying to seek that and be active and in full pursuit of that. And it's been such an incredible experience. And I hope that this can be some kind of encouragement for you to kind of do your own research into yourself. You know what I mean? Like I know that we live in a world and in an age that like identity is like a thing, you know, but like, and that's fine. Like that's cool. Like I went through the exact same thing, you know, like I think that's just part of human nature and just humanity in general. Like the need to have an identity. So I would implore you to figure that out, you know what I mean? Like if that is important to you, really figure that out, you know what I mean? If you need a place to start, maybe just start with your name, figure out what it really means. Figure out the definitions of the words that are in the definition of your name, you know, whatever it takes, whatever it takes, you know? So I hope that, I don't know, man, like I want to reach purpose. Like I've very much been running from my calling my entire life, and I'm in a place where I'm kind of open to it now. So I'll definitely like talk more about that in the weeks to come, but it's life is a journey. It is a journey, but I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so honored and blessed to be one of the 7-8 billion people on this planet to attempt to make a difference, you know? So all right, that's it. I'm jumping off my soapbox. I need to go and eat something and do other things, like watch Netflix. So thank you so much for tuning in. This is Conversational Skills, and have an incredibly blessed day.